Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Here's a fresh example of the negative unintended consequences of government actions. 3 days ago, the Census Bureau reported new home sales on a statistically adjusted annualized basis hit a 9-year high. The Lansing State Journal carried a large article using this headline. The government claimed there was an 18% surge of sales in the South and that new home inventories declined. Oh, really? Well, the fine print in this report reveals that the raw number of new home sales in July was up only 4,000 and not a record. Even this was achieved only by decreasing previously reported June sales. As for the alleged southern sales surge, on Tuesday, Redfin.com issued their report that July home sales in the Atlanta, Dallas-Fort Worth, Miami, and Orlando metro areas fell 13-24%. In other words, record new home sales levels did not correlate with reality. On Wednesday, the Mortgage Bankers Association announced that mortgage applications for new and existing homes fell to a 6-month low. This contradicts the Census Bureau headline, as 93% of U.S. home purchases involve a mortgage. Further, the National Association of Realtors reported Wednesday that seasonally adjusted July sales of existing homes, which account for 90% of all property transactions, suffered the first month-to-month decline in 9 months. The Census Bureau's claim of falling inventories is also false. Two major home building companies, Toll Brothers and D.R. Horton, just reported that their unsold new home inventories have recently increased. The NAR reported Wednesday that inventories of existing homes also rose in July. Talk about absurd. How can the Census Bureau report falling new home inventories when, month after month, it keeps reporting more new homes being built than sold? The intended consequence of the deceptive Census Bureau report is to stimulate home purchases so the government can pretend the economy is improving to justify higher interest rates. Unfortunately, the unintended consequences are that more people will see this headline and jump to buy homes they can't afford. The eventual rise in mortgage defaults will further strain an already weak American economy. That's it for today. Tune in again next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.